This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from, he's supposed to be on vacation, but he canceled it for whatever reason. And that vacation's loss is our gain. Joining me again from Louisiana is writer Rob Morse. How goes it?
I'm good. Yeah. If you're going to be sick the night before you're going to take a week-long trip, I guess better then than when you're on the other side of the planet.
Yeah.
So, I saw this. Bill, I want to start with two defensive gun use stories because they frame all the other news that we might talk about.
Okay.
Can we jump in?
Absolutely.
Okay. This one's out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. It is classic. Grandma's at home. She thinks she's there with her family. She's not as alone as she thinks she is. It's 8 p.m. and she goes, my family's here. Why are there sounds coming from kids where, she counts noses and there's one extra. An intruder finds her, demands her keys. Grandma points to her the bowl of keys near the door and she gets the rest of her family into her bedroom. She arms herself. The intruder comes back to the bedroom, demands, couldn't find the keys to the car I wanted, want more. She shoots him because she's trying to enter the bedroom where her four-year-old granddaughter is hiding.
That sounds
reasonable. Every grandma's nightmare.
Man, that sounds reasonable, though.
32-year-old attacker is charged with burglary, attempted burglary, and auto theft. He was being chased by the police. He disappears and shows up in this grandma's place looking for a getaway car. She doesn't know him from Adam. Now, this won't surprise anybody. He was on pretrial release after being previously found in another stolen vehicle and in personal possession of fentanyl, cocaine, and heroin. Not a surprise. This is common. This is what you and I and our neighbors do thousands and thousands of times a day. And if we want the bad guy to go away, we beg him to leave. Leave my family alone. Here, take the keys. Get out. And when that doesn't work, then we reluctantly use a firearm to defend the people we love.
I don't know that I would care.
What?
That would be horrible for me to say. If I'm in a position to where I have to use a gun, I don't know that I would characterize me as doing it reluctantly. I would be very resigned to it. You know?
Now, there you go. Hold on. I want to peel that apart because what you just said is brilliant and critical. Hey, by the time you put me in the corner, I'm going to use the gun.
Right.
I've already made that decision.
Right.
But I think a lot of us are like this grandma. Take the keys. Get out. I don't. You know, the cops are chasing you. Nice try. Won't you look stupid when you sober up? But with the advantage you have is you've thought about this so many times, you know exactly where that line is, and you're comfortable with it because you've made the decision, practiced the decision over and over. Gosh, by the time this guy's breaking into my room to get to my grandchild, I have to use a gun.
Right. And, I mean, I've thought about what's it going to, like if I'm indoors, what's it going to do to the interior of the house? I'm going to be deaf. am I going to throw up on the hardwood or on the carpet? You know, and I've taken each and every one of those possibilities into consideration.
Right.
And when I say resigned to it, what I'm saying is that I know that there's going to be if in certain circumstances there's going to be a point where I've reached no return, and now I have to just go ahead and plan on it. And everything comes along with it.
I ran into this legal phrase at some class, and the guy goes, I want you to do the safest thing. Okay, I gave him the keys, because if that would get him solved, that's safer. He's now trying to break into my bedroom, and I've got my 4-year-old granddaughter hiding under the bed. No, can't do it. Can't do it. It puts more people at risk. By the way, this guy survived. So,
that's good. I mean, have you heard what they're having to do in Toronto now? What the Toronto police are advising people in Toronto to do?
No.
They have advised them to leave their key fobs on the front porch, so when they come to their house to steal their car, they won't kick in the door to come get the keys.
Wow. Well, okay, that's the end of civilization in Toronto.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've never heard of, like, I look at stealing a car as sort of a gateway crime. Because eventually, right, when you're stealing a car from somebody, eventually you're going to end up hurting somebody or killing somebody doing it, especially if you're a carjacker. Yep. And, yes, sir.
Okay, the clock's got to be ticking, but we have 2 minutes or more?
Right at it. Yes, sir.
Okay, then let me tee up this next one. This one was in Philadelphia, which we've seen a huge spike in crime in. A lady comes home, it's actually early Saturday morning after midnight, and she finds two intruders already in her home. Doesn't say how they got in. They attack her. It says she legally has the gun to defend herself. We don't know if she was carrying when she walked through the door. She has to fire 13 rounds before the guys stop attacking her. One of them was found dead in her bedroom. The other was arrested after he ran at a bullet wound to the chest.
Yeah. Yeah. So much for not using high-capacity magazines.
So when someone says you only need 2 rounds on average, you go until you need the full mag. So criminals aren't all the same, and you are highlighting that.
Right.
We don't know if these two are looking for money. Are they looking for drugs in her bathroom? Or have they, if you will, graduated up the criminal violence spectrum, and they like forcing people to be victims, and that's why they were pushing her back into her bedroom? We don't know.
Don't know. But it's all academic now because she made the right choice.
For her. Yeah. And I'll bet you any odds you want to bet that if she didn't have her carry permit, she's applied for it by now.
Well, I was talking to my niece yesterday. She's 22 years old. She's like most 22-year-olds. She's out there about doing all the things and seeing all the stuff and doing being a 22-year-old. And I just asked her if she carried a gun. She said, no, but I want to. I need to. So I told her, well, now you don't even have to have a permit. The only thing you have to do now is have a gun. And I said, if you want me to, I'll teach you how to shoot people. Because she'd been taught how to shoot by, I think, my uncle and her father.
Uh-huh.
And I said, there's a distinct difference between shooting, you know, training to shoot people and training to shoot paper.
Yes.
And if you're going to pull a gun in self-defense, you're going to be shooting at people. So, anyway, tell everybody how to find the stuff you put down on paper.
I write the Slow Facts blog. There are about 2,200 articles waiting for you there. From there, the writing's often picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens. Bill, we've got so much more to talk about.
Absolutely. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load talking to Rob Morse. What's next on the plate?
I saw this article come out of Colorado, and I was really drawn to it. This lady's a firearms instructor, hasn't been one forever, relatively recently. She's she's in it up to her eyeballs, you know, very, very gung-ho, trains lots of women. And she says, you've got these bills that would disarm all of my students who need to protect themselves. You're calling it a crime bill. We are not the problem. What the heck are you thinking? Good for her that she said it. Good for her that it was published, because that goes against the larger media narrative. Look, what a Denver paper will post and what some small town Colorado paper will post are very, very different things. Colorado is not Boulder. Okay, but so I went and looked up some numbers here. When I take a national aggregate, we're 30 times more likely to use a firearm to defend ourselves than a criminal is likely to use it in a violent crime. So if you could say, hey, I want to disarm a bunch of people. Who did you disarm? By a ratio of 30 to 1, you disarmed the good guys.
Right.
What the heck are you thinking? And I don't think what they're thinking. I think they're thinking with their feelings. I think they're thinking with, in the case of the politicians, with their campaign contribution war chest, when Bloomberg says, I don't want you little people to have guns. Here, vote for gun control, and I'll, you know, donate to your reelection fund. It's not a crime bill.
No, not at all. Not at all. But, you know, that's part of the subterfuge that they try to use on a regular basis.
Well, and can you, okay, if you're a college kid, you're a journalist, you're sent out to cover the story, you take their press release, you modify a few words and repost it, and you don't know anything, okay, I can excuse that. But if you've been on the beat for very long, are you, I mean, because there are pro-gun groups in Colorado. Do you not have the smarts to hear the other side of the story? Or are you so indoctrinated that you get, that you edit that quote so it's basically meaningless and you never understand the facts of the situation? Bill, it makes me grateful for you and Lock and Load every day.
Well, you know, trying to get, it's an easy lift as far as trying to make sure information gets out, but at the same time, it's an ignored one. But I mean, you know that you write, and you have a following of people that write for you that follow your stuff that you write about. And but it's like you're just this big choir director, and the choir assembles every time you put it together. And the tough part is finding new people to take a look at it.
Right.
So
well. You know, there's a beautiful story. We're saying, look at all these ordinary our neighbors who defend themselves thousands of times a day. But we're up against some pretty tough characters. I saw where New York City, remember the guys who basically caused the Bruin decision? They said, you can't own a gun unless you have good moral character. When they were in front of the U.S. Supreme Court, they said, yeah, we're going to... No, ignore that law. Okay, New York City passed an identical law requiring, quote, good moral character before an individual can purchase a firearm. As a state law, that's been ruled unconstitutional. Now, given that that groundwork has been laid already, and I think this was passed on the 20th, so within a week, this went up to the U.S. Supreme Court. And Sotomayor is looking at it to go, ooh, do we really want this to grind through appeals? Or have we already answered this question? In which case, they do something that they call a GVR. They say, yeah, we'll look at it. No, we won't consider it. We're going to vacate any lower decision and remand it back to the lower court, basically telling a lower court what to do. I don't know that they can do that until this is actually questioned in court. I haven't heard of the Supreme Court telling a city council, no, you're wrong, until it goes to the courts. We'll see. But this is the sort of thing we're up against. we are so phenomenally right, but liberal politicians, anti-gun Democrats, keep violating this right and costing lives while the news media says, oh, yeah, sure, sounds like a good idea.
Right.
Makes me sick. After there were some embarrassing shootings in New Hampshire, and now the gun control, so-called gun-supporting Republicans were split, and they passed a red flag bill. Well, here's the if you and I knew this crazy guy was going to get a gun, we'd say, wait a minute, let's make sure he doesn't. Okay, turn that on its head. The law-abiding young lady next door now has a crazy ex who's, she finds out he's a druggie. He's beating down her door. She's gotten rid of him. She wants to go get a gun. And now she has to wait for the state to do a mental health background check on her before she can legally get a firearm for self-defense. If crazy people getting guns was common, then we'd say, great, let's have everybody do a background check to show you're not crazy. Better yet, publish that list, and I'll say, see, there I am on the list of not crazy. That's not what we do. This is going to cost lives when the neighbor next door can't defend herself. Wow. It's every virtue, every so-called virtue, we want to have a universal background check, really is a vice in disguise, because that means we're going to disarm the honest people who need firearms for self-defense.
Right.
We have to know which is more common. Yeah.
Well, you know, they're on the road right now trying to push the ERPO law, ERPO thing, as they're out there doing.
Right.
And I kind of think everybody that already wants it has it. And I kind of think everybody that isn't going to consider it isn't going to consider it. They kicked it off in Florida, in Parkland, I guess. But real quick, how do they find your stuff? How do people find you?
I write the Slow Facts blog. My writing is picked up from there. I had an article on AmmoLand recently. It's often up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens. 2,200 articles sitting there waiting for you to look at them.
And, of course, we're not slipping under the waves and looking at the brave new world that is under the ocean. We hook up here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wick. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. Former President Trump appeared in a New York City courtroom as the process of jury selection began for his trial regarding hush money payments. Trump facing allegations of tampering with business records to conceal payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election. The U.S. reaffirming its commitment to Israel's security. That's what President Biden said during his meeting with the Prime Minister of Iraq at the White House Monday.
Iran launched an unprecedented aerial attack against Israel, and we mounted an unprecedented military effort to defend Israel.
Biden also called for a ceasefire agreement with Hamas, urging the release of hostages held by the militant group. Tuesday, the House is expected to send articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate. The action will compel the Democratic-led Senate to address the impeachment proceedings against Mayorkas. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer expected to swiftly dismiss the charges. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Rob Morse on Easter Monday, as it is. I saw that pop up on the Apple calendar, and I was like, Easter Monday.
There's what we go find all the chocolate that didn't sell at the drugstore.
I don't know. I guess that's to make it a 4-day weekend now.
Okay. Good Friday wasn't enough.
Yeah.
Hey, you said something. You inspire me so many different ways.
Oh goodness.
I think we're smarter. Okay. You said the Biden administration is going to go out and promote extreme risk protection orders.
Right.
That, and you, correct me if I'm wrong, those of us that think that's a good idea have already made up our minds. Those who are against it are against it. So there, I think the Biden administration is pitching gun control to the news media. Sound good?
That, you know, see, and I've been looking at a lot of things that have been happening with this. And see, with Biden right now, Biden, if it gets any worse for him, I mean, he wants an $8 trillion budget next year.
I know.
I mean, what's that going to put? I know everything costs more now, but I mean, what is that about?
Oh, he's got to buy all the state government unions to push money down to the states so that the states don't go broke. This is a get out the vote promise. On the other hand, did you notice that the U.S. Speaker of the House was almost tossed after he didn't? He says, yeah, We're going to go have a full budget review. Remember how your committee assignments will promote budgets for your respective... Nope, it was one huge omnibus bill again. And he darn near lost his job. I don't know if he's going to be able to keep it after asking congressmen to sign for that mess.
I saw where that was sort of, I would say, okay, valid. And at the same time, the Republicans really got to stop stepping on that rake. They really do. I mean, right now, yes. with Biden in the presidency and with the Democrats in control of the Senate, just don't do anything. Hold the line on everything.
Right.
Stop everything. You don't have to do anything but stop things. That's all you got to do.
Right.
The government shuts down. Don't look at it as taking the blame. Take the credit.
Right.
Take the credit. Well, right now, they're out there talking. We're $34 trillion in debt, and they, to save the world, they're trying to ban TikTok.
Well, okay, when the world's falling around you,
yeah,
you do meaningless things to get a press release.
Yeah.
I understand. But I think we're smarter than that. There was this survey. I think The Economist paid for it, and YouGov did the survey. Only 29% of all of us approve of Joe Biden's performance on firearms.
Right.
So now, what I want to, I tried to look, and it, I wanted to find the exact sentence and the question, because do anti-gun people think he hasn't passed enough gun control? 81% of us said that's a really important issue. So I think that's more than us who are worried about TikTok. 5% of Republicans said approved of Biden's gun policies. 88% of Republicans and 52% of independents disapproved of his performance. 90% of the people who plan to vote for Donald Trump disapprove of Biden's gun policies. So, wow. To me, that's another report that water is wet.
Yeah, the other thing, and to that point, there's a lot of people saying, well, you know, Ray getting in front of them and saying terrorist attacks are imminent. The ATF attack in Arkansas, all of that is about funding, according to some people.
Right.
So.
Okay. Now, as I understand politics, and I don't do it for a living, I actually don't even like following it as a sport.
Yeah.
But it said that the conservative and the liberal vote don't matter. It's the independents who move from party to party, depending on the issue. Those are the votes that matter. And the independents think Biden's done a bad job here, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they've got Biden's got a lot of issues. He's got a lot of issues. And some of this stuff, like the red flag thing, he hasn't really passed. The only thing they've passed is the Bipartisan Safer Communities something act, whatever, BSCRA or something like that.
Right.
And, they're using that right now for this ERPO push that they're out there. They're reading all kinds of things in there that's not actually articulated in the bill.
But, yes.
But they're definitely trying to take a proactive angle on it. The only issue is that none of the stuff he's talking about, red flag laws are not going to stand up for Bruin. They're not going to stand up for Bruin. And I mean, we know, and they know, and they know we know that. In the end, as long as Bruin stays the way it is, and as long as the Supreme Court stays the way it is, this eventually all goes away. They know that.
Does it? No, okay. So let's... Any one law that infringes the right to bear arms will go away, and let's pick a number, in 5 years.
Right.
But in the preceding four years, until that bill is turned over,
right.
I've passed a dozen more horrible bills.
Yep.
So... were constantly being infringed.
Yep. I mean,
that was the takeaway from that story out of New York City that said, yeah, before you can buy a gun, we have to see that you have good moral character.
Right.
Look,
well,
if I'm not a felon, get out of my way.
The thing with all of this local stuff is that those local voters voted for it.
Yep. Effectively.
And to that end, on the federal front, I'm happy just to see nothing happen on the federal front simply because, you know, that's really hard to, we'd still have an assault weapon ban if they had not built in the sunset clause.
Right.
Which, when they passed it, you know, they thought that this would never come back to bother them again.
To bite them.
Yeah. And then, of course, nobody wanted to reauthorize it after the 10 years. And, oh, well. These municipalities that keep voting for these same politicians that keep doing the same thing that is the big issue, they're the issue. It's not the politician. The politicians are doing exactly what they said they were going to do.
Yep, exactly. What's the town in Northern Illinois that keeps passing an assault weapons ban? I can't remember it.
I can't remember.
You mentioned it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, after the break.
Speaking of after
when
the break,
we come back,
tell everybody how to find you, and then when we come back.
I write the Slow Facts blog. There are 2,200 articles there, a lot of them on the right to keep and bear arms. The writing is picked up at Clash Daily, at OpsLens. There's also a lot of it at Ammo Land. Somehow Bill and I have something to talk about every week.
Indeed. Indeed. And when we get back, you were about to tell us what happens when we get back?
Oh, the Third Circuit Court of Appeal did something that was sensible for a change.
Gotcha. That when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back. This is Locked and Loaded, and we are speaking with Rob Morse, writer, shooter, snorkeler. tell me about the district court. What do they do?
Yeah, this was a okay. I'll describe what they did. Then we'll try and figure out why they did it. This, as I say, the third district court surprised me. Let me describe who that is, by the way. This is the Federal Appeals Court for the states of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Yeah, there are a bunch of territories that get dropped in here and there. They said, look, there was a lower court that said individuals 18 years old and older are U.S. citizens. They have full rights. They're adults. What do you mean they can't have a gun? Stop that. Of course they can. Now, you can say, hey, they need instruction. But you didn't say that. You said they couldn't. It's a gun ban. That's not allowed. And that decision was appealed, and the Third Circuit said, no, the lower court's right. 18-year-olds, 18, and in this case, it had already been true for people 21 and older, 18, 19, 20-year-olds, they're adults. We let them do adult things. They have the right. They can start a family. They have a right to defend it. And here's the reason. I'm not sure if this is virtue or chess, because had they taken this court, this case on appeal, instead of just being true for Pennsylvania, it would have become true for all of the Third Circuit. And if that were appealed, that would establish precedence for the entire United States. So did the Third Circuit go, okay, this is great law. We want to reaffirm it in Pennsylvania. Or are they saying, we don't like this law. The Supreme Court is going to uphold it. We're going to lose small by supporting it in Pennsylvania. And then we'll let them litigate in the other states. And we won't establish a precedence that's binding on all the other 50 states.
They need to do that more often. But at the same time, in different ways. I don't necessarily. I mean, do you agree with that? That it's not Bob, how it doesn't bind.
I'll take the win, and you know what? Let's just keep winning. Unfortunately, we have to bring more lawsuits, perhaps.
Yeah.
But let's do that. Let's. I'd like to win now rather than win eventually.
Well, so with Pennsylvania, see. And
right.
So this is Pennsylvania-centric, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Did you know that Pennsylvania is bound, they're attached to the hip with California, and they too have to do away with gas powered cars by 2030? They signed an accord with them.
Lord.
And what they did, and this is the thing, they didn't sign it saying, okay, we'll work together and figure this out. They said, we're going to do whatever it is you do. So California has like nine or 14 states, I can't remember, that have all signed on to this with them. And there's 14 states in addition to California that intend to do away with, maybe 2030 or 2032, do away with gas-powered cars. Which, the problem with this is pretty simple. Electric cars only make up, I think, 7.9% of the market right now. In order for that to happen, you would have to get it to where gas-powered cars, federally gas-powered cars, they want to only have 28% of new gas-powered cars. And the rest of them have to be electric cars by 2050 or something like, or 2035 or something. And I'm looking at this, and electric cars are going away right now.
Yes.
So every time I see a state like Pennsylvania do this, I just sort of wonder about the politicians who thought it was a smoking hot idea. And do they even? And I'll give you another thing that is interesting that shows the memory of some of these here in South Carolina. They discovered a basket with $1.8 billion in it. This is actual money in an account, right?
Right.
Not IOUs, not a bookmaking, and this was real cash. So they don't know where it came from. They don't know why they taxed it. And it's been sitting there for 10 years. It's been invested one time and made $200 million in investment returns. But they don't know what it's for, and they don't know why they got it, and they don't know when they got it. So these state governments, while they're out there doing some decent things, like we just passed permitless carry, hooray for us, at the same time they discover this other thing, and it's like, you guys really don't have a clue. And this is the problem with government. They got their hands in so many different things.
Right.
That we have to look out there and look at this weak sauce thing that happened in the courts and go, well, it's a win. Overall, it's a win. We didn't win by 20 points. Right. We won by 2. But it's a win nonetheless.
Right.
We should be dominating. We should be dominating.
We should.
There's more adults that own guns than don't. Would you agree with that?
No.
You wouldn't agree with that?
No, I'll say there are more families that own. I think about 40% of families own a gun. Maybe 50.
Right.
But if you look at the individuals, no, I think we're gun owners are still a minority. Now, a very large minority. But they don't vote that way. Shame on them.
I can't remember how many registered. I think there was 158 million registered voters in 2020. I think that's what I read somewhere. And if that's the case, then doesn't that mean that I'll play devil's advocate, and I'll say there's 120 million gun owners.
Okay.
So if there's 120 million gun owners and 158 million registered voters, why aren't we dominating?
Well, because a lot of our gun owners didn't register to vote. They're not in that group. Shame on them.
Yes, I've wondered about that myself, but I mean, the ones that don't vote, the thing that irritates me most about that, those are also the ones that want to complain the loudest. They're blah, blah, blah,
yes,
blah.
I know that guy.
so
do you.
How about you participate in this exercise? It may be futile and everything else, but this way, this gives us plausible deniability if we have to do things a little more violently.
Well, and why don't you call up your legislator? You asked me this question. Bill, I've been trying to find an answer. I had to go. I literally have to go to a gun store tomorrow to find the answer because I'm looking. Brilliant question. My state just said constitutional carry. People 18 years old and above can legally carry a firearm on their hip. Can they go buy one? I don't know the answer. All the old laws said you had to be 21.
Right.
Well, did they fix that?
All the federal laws.
Yeah. So is it only an example where your family or brother can give you a gun and that's how you get it? All right, we're going to all do straw purchases for our little brother?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? That's the exact question I asked. I said, so this means that technically we have to do a straw purchase in order to gift, knowing we're buying this gun to gift to our child, perhaps, or something like that.
Right.
And I'm waiting for that to be looked at, and for some, I'm sure it's already being looked at. I mean, they never look for the real straw purchases. Actually, most of the real straw purchasers are overseen by the ATF anyway, so.
Well, but now what we call it a straw purchase. I'm transferring a gun to someone who cannot buy it,
right,
but who is legally allowed to own it.
Right.
Is that a straw purchase? Oh, my goodness. Wait till the lawyers get done with it.
That's a legal conundrum right there. That is a...
Yeah.
Because, that creates an issue where there was none.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up. I got to point that out to a few people. Anyway. So you're sick? Do you feel better than you did?
I got sick the night before the trip.
Yeah.
And I went to my doctor, and he goes, I'm going to give you a doctor's answer. I know you'd like to go on this trip. I don't want you on the airplane with me because you could be contagious, and we absolutely don't want anybody else to have what you had. Okay, yeah, I'll stay home. You, that's how you end up with, like, cruise ships where everybody, we can't move the cruise ship because 75% of the passengers are sick. Yeah, I don't want to be that guy.
All right. Anyway, tell everybody how to find you right quick.
I write the Slow Facts blog, 2,200 articles, been doing it for a decade, try and get a couple new ones up each week. From there, my writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at OpsLens. It's also picked up at AmmoLand. I used to do a number of podcasts. Those are on vacation right now. Bill and I always seem to find something to talk about. The news gives us too much material, Bill.
Indeed. Target-rich environment. Hour number three is inbound. Coming up, whatever you want to say, this is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If...